This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, February 12th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll find out what Senator Barack Obama's presidential run means to his job in Washington as a U.S. senator. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. We could see very heavy snowfall tomorrow along with winds. Travel could be treacherous on Tuesday and Wednesday. But first, today's news. Thousands of people Saturday in Springfield gathered to show their support for Senator Obama. But as Krista Kukowski reports, members of Illinois' Republican Party weren't impressed.
Part of the issue was location. Democrat Barack Obama announced his candidacy on the lawn of the old state capitol in order to draw a connection to Abraham Lincoln, who once served in the building.
The life of a tall, gangly, self-made Springfield lawyer tells us that a different future is possible. He tells us that there is power in words. He tells us that there's power in conviction.
But Lincoln is the icon of the Republican Party. Chairman for the Illinois GOP, Andy McKenna.
Being an effective leader means you have to be humble. And Lincoln never would have compared himself to President Washington or President Jefferson.
McKenna also criticized Obama for being too vague. McKenna says the senator didn't give enough specifics about his political agenda. I'm Krista Kukowski.
As Senator Obama spoke in front of an estimated 15,000 supporters, an anti-abortion group protested. That group of about 20 chanted, "Yes, life, Obama, no." Angela Michael from Small Victories Ministries in Highland says she came to protest from what she termed Obama's hypocrisy regarding abortion. Michael says the senator spoke at the old state capitol under the guise of Abraham Lincoln, who opposed slavery, yet Obama favors abortion rights. Michael also says many abortions are performed on black women. She says Obama should be standing up for his African brothers and sisters instead of killing them.
There's a black Holocaust going on, and this is ridiculous. If this candidate, a vote for Barack Obama is a vote for black genocide.
The protesters were kept at a distance from Obama and the stage. When the senator declared Saturday that he would run for president, more than 500 members of the media were present to record it. As Amanda Vinicky reports, the interest reached international heights.
It's to be expected that Illinois reporters, as well as those from national publications and networks, would cover the event. But Barack Obama has also become somewhat of a media darling internationally. Journalists from Africa and Japan were present, also a German political correspondent.
My name is Olivia Schöller. I'm with Berliner Zeitung. It's the largest newspaper in Berlin.
Germany, she says, is fascinated with the Illinois senator. It's Barack Obama fever.
The idea that the first black president of the United States, and he just is very charismatic. And I think they just love to have this news of somebody who brings a new wind, new ideas. And it's all, again, you know, the story of America that Europeans always love to hear is the possibilities. You can come, you know, you can do anything you want. And that's all of that is in Barack Obama.
She says, as Germany has a female chancellor, many of her countrymen and women do support Hillary Clinton. But she says Obama's still the favorite. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Senator Obama continues on the campaign trail today with a visit to New Hampshire. An Indiana House committee is expected to take up a bill this week that would authorize slot machines at horse racing venues. Similar proposals have passed a Democrat-controlled House before, but have not made it through the Senate. Senate President Pro Tem David Long says if the bill gets to his chamber, he'll let his caucus decide whether it gets a hearing. And Senate Tax Chairman Luke Kenley says if it's assigned to his committee, he will give it a hearing. House Speaker Patrick Bauer says he wants the slots limited to the state's two pari-mutuel tracks to benefit them and the struggling industry. Other lawmakers want to use the bill for a further expansion of gambling. Police in Kankakee say they have arrested a woman in the fatal stabbing of her boyfriend, that city's first homicide of the year. Police say a woman named Angela Laddie telephoned relatives yesterday morning and said she had stabbed Eddie Williams during a domestic dispute. When police went to the home in response, they broke in the door and found Williams lying dead on the floor. Laddie was arrested a short time later at a service station. Grief counselors will be on hand at Oswego High School today to help students mourning the loss of four classmates who were killed in an early morning crash yesterday. Officials with the Oswego School District say the support staff will be on site all week. Four other students were also injured in the accident, along with the car's driver, a 23-year-old Montgomery woman who has been charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. Police say Sandra Vasquez was driving the small four-door sedan when the car hit a utility pole in the Kendall County town of Oswego. All nine victims were packed into the same car. Oswego police say they're continuing to investigate. A hotline created to catch state transportation workers slacking off on the job is generating fewer phone calls. Last year, Illinois' Department of Transportation received 265 calls on the tip line, compared to 474 of them in 2005. An IDOT spokesman says workers could be doing better on the job, or drivers might simply be paying less attention to the phone number than it was when it was first introduced. Former IDOT Secretary Tim Martin created the hotline in 2003 when workers were caught sleeping in a state truck. The phone number is now posted on the back of every IDOT vehicle. Jury selection is to start today in New Orleans for the first trial of lawsuits that Louisiana homeowners filed against insurers following Hurricane Katrina. Lawrence and Elizabeth Tomlinson accuse Allstate of bad faith for allegedly failing to adjust their claim as well as underpaying them for wind damage. The Northbrook-based company has paid the Tomlinsons more than $100,000 for damage to their home and its contents, plus living expenses. But the couple claims the payments weren't adequate. Allstate disputes the allegation and accuses the couple of misrepresenting parts of their claim. In Mississippi last month, Bloomington-based State Farm Fire and Casualty Company agreed to pay about $80 million to settle Katrina insurance lawsuits by 640 policyholders. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. U.S. Senator Barack Obama kicked off his official campaign for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination over the weekend. Illinois' junior senator, as we reported earlier, spoke Saturday outside the old state capitol in Springfield. It's a town Obama knows well, having spent 8 years in the state legislature. His target audience now numbers in the hundreds of millions. From Washington, Sam Hudzik reports on what this campaign means for Obama's day job as a U.S. senator from Illinois.
Just 2 years into his Washington career, Obama gets more than a freshman senator's share of the attention. This is even true on Capitol Hill, a place where most of the power is firmly rooted in seniority. But that doesn't stop reporters from running up to Obama as he leaves the Senate chamber.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Hi. What's up?
I got hometown papers. I got to talk to you.
I wanted to ask you about the
Mississippi Senator Trent Lott walks up behind Obama with a big smile on his face. Lott puts his hand on Obama's shoulder.
Could I stand next to you? Could I at least get an honorable mention to this?
Now Obama is seeking the attention of local reporters in early primary states. He visited Iowa over the weekend and plans to make a couple stops in New Hampshire later today. Obama's not the only senator shaking hands with voters in those states. A half dozen others may also run. Trent Lott, the Senate's second-ranking Republican, says that causes headaches for the leadership.
If nothing else, just to get them here and voting. You know, we're going to have a lot of guy senators, I guess men and women, running for president, and they're going to need to be in Iowa, I guess, and it'll get to be a problem.
Lott predicts the campaigns will be short-lived for some senators and offers a few words of caution for the candidates.
Well, once you get these great visions of grandeur, you do change your focus and maybe don't do as much as you should for your own state, of course, on most senators try to take care of that no matter what.
If they have the time, that is. Colorado Democrat Ken Salazar was elected the same year as Obama, 2004. He says being a senator occupies all of his time.
I think it would be difficult, frankly, to devote yourself to being an effective senator while at the same time you're seeking a national office. But I think that's a reality that I'm sure dozens, if not hundreds, of people in this chamber have faced before.
And they've all had to make tough decisions on how to balance campaign activities with official Senate activities. The people most likely to notice if Obama drops the ball on state issues are Illinois' other members of Congress.
Well, that's always a concern, but, you know, there's, you know, risk-reward.
Luis Gutierrez is a Democratic congressman from Chicago.
It's a pretty nice thing when you come from the state of Illinois and you have your freshman senator being touted across the country as a potential premier, top-tier presidential candidate. I'm pretty proud to be an Illinoisan and know that that's the way so many people in the country feel about Barack Obama.
Peoria Congressman Ray LaHood, a Republican, also isn't concerned. His reason is a bit different. He points to the most powerful member of the state's congressional delegation.
Senator Durbin carries whatever needs to be carried for all of us and for what's good for Illinois. When you have the number two person in the Senate in the majority party, it doesn't get much better than that.
Thanks to his leadership posts, Durbin has a lot of staff to help out.
We are going to keep a close eye on the Senate side on Illinois issues.
Durbin says Obama is just a telephone call or email away, and Obama himself promises that his official Senate staff, made up of almost 60 people in Illinois and D.C., will remain focused on state issues.
I've got an extraordinarily able staff. I work very closely with the Illinois delegation, and, you know, we would be able to stay on top of, you know, state projects and initiatives, I think, in the same way that we do now.
Obama says he is, however, concerned about one thing, missing votes in the Senate. But a former presidential candidate says, don't worry. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin unsuccessfully pursued the 1992 Democratic nomination.
My advice is, if you decide to run for president, you must give it everything you have. And that doesn't mean coming back here for votes. Now, there may be some very high visibility, very important votes that are very close for him that he might want to come back for. But beyond that, he has to pursue the presidency.
Harkin shrugs off concerns that Illinois voters may punish Obama for missed votes should he lose the nomination and choose to run for re-election to the Senate in 2010. Of course, that's not the campaign Obama hopes to talk about, even think about, anytime soon. I'm Sam Hudzik in Washington.
A winter storm warning is in effect from 6 this evening until midnight Tuesday night. Today's forecast, not too bad, mostly cloudy skies, the high around 31 degrees, with winds from the southeast at 6 to 12 miles per hour. However, cloudy overnight, snow arriving during the evening hours and becoming heavy after midnight. The snow may mix with sleet and freezing rain at times during the evening hours. Accumulation of 5 to 6 inches is expected by sunrise tomorrow, the low around 20 degrees, and winds could create considerable drifts. That wind from the east to northeast is at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Very windy tomorrow, snow and considerable blowing and drifting, and blizzard conditions at times. Snowfall may be heavy at times during the morning. Additional snowfall of 4 to 6 inches, with a total snowfall of 9 to 12 inches likely. The high temperature, 22 degrees. That wind from the northeast at 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. You're encouraged to check out the forecast on our website for further updates. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, February 12th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.